Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. That was for you guys, just absolutely for you
All of
guys.
it for you guys.
I'm
We're
Julia
not coming
Cannon.
on laughing, I
Yeah,
tell
absolutely. And that way everybody goes, what private
you.
joke are we missing tonight? My co-host Tracy Mahan. And our question goddess, Tiffany.
Hello.
She's Miss Innocent up there, going, I know nothing. And
She's
y'all
not
probably
innocent.
know mayhem over here was at the core of it all. Yeah.
Yeah, I threw the whole thing off,
You
but
did. Yeah,
it was not intentional, but I mean
anyway,
is
all
what it
good,
is.
all good. Come on in, everybody. Tell us where you're from. So excited to be here. Anyway, I was like, something, and I know we were talking beforehand, like what we want to talk about, but all of a sudden, it was like there was something that was forming a picture of that, and it was interesting, but I don't know what it is now. So see, I'm just all that. Anyway, tell us where you're from. That's lighting up the grid. That's the most important thing right now, and then we'll talk about our other thing. So I'll see if they're going to show me anything else. I mean, that you're what you do when it goes up and it goes out, it keeps going out wider. It goes out farther and farther. You guys are doing such a great job. This is so cool,
We'll
so
call it
powerful.
the where you are bubble. Tell them where you are. It's the
Yeah,
where you are.
absolutely. But tell us, and then Tiffany's going to read it off, and then that way we can all go, ah, this is so cool. We can see
I'm
your heart
everywhere.
light shining. Your thing. And Tracy,
I'm gonna do my
obviously.
thing.
Okay.
And I'll try not to mess up Julia anymore.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So, if you guys would like to ask us questions, and we like it when you ask us questions, put Tiffany in capital letters in the question space or in the comments. And you can put Goddess Tiffany, Tiffany in the sky, Question Master Tiffany. Be creative, but put Tiffany. So that way she knows it's a question and you're not just chatting. So there you go. Put it on there.
Yes,
Do it.
that's your job.
Julia keeps
Absolutely.
rubbing her nose, and
I know, like, see, I
means
something
there's a
tried to come
message.
in, so
Yeah.
yeah, we'll see what it is here sometime. Okay, so hopefully, yeah. Lionsgate, we said we wanted to talk about Lionsgate. So
That's
what
right.
is Lionsgate, Tracy?
Lionsgate is like a gateway of, it's like a massive energy point or portal. We're manifesting or creating and doing all kinds of things, the 8-8 portal. I do want to say that I posted something on my social media, YouTube, and website today. If you want to just do a Lionsgate journey, I posted one from last year. I mean, it's pretty generic, I think, for any of them. But if you would like to do that, go to one of those spots, my website, Facebook or YouTube, and you'll be able to find the Lionsgate portal. On YouTube, it's under posts, not under videos, just FYI. Okay, so that being said, I wanted to put that out there in case anybody wanted to do a journey. But yeah, it's about we got these gateways. And I think part of it, I think we talked about it last year, where it's like, what really makes it this giant gateway? Well, I think part of it is just the fact that we give it that. I mean, astrologically, there are things happening, but I think also since we gave that so much emphasis that we create it as a community, as a population, two or more agree, so it shall be kind of thing. It's like everybody's thinking about Lionsgate Portal, and we're creating this wonderful opportunity. So.
Well, okay, let's they're showing me something so funny. And it's like, you are so right. And that just shows how powerful we are. It's just that's like a really cool thing, to focus around. But they're like, we could make it bread day.
Yeah.
Showing me this loaf of bread. Then we can all go, ah, yes, see that's so it's so cool. It's the same thing. It's we are all focusing on one thing. And we are giving it a definition. It's not to take away from it at all. There probably is something there, but I love it that that's really at its core is it's us. So see, that's Not, we give it away all the time. Even when we go to these days or these
Yeah.
times, we're giving it away. It's like, take it back, realize you're the one that's creating it. I love it. I love it. You are the creator.
There we go. So let's create big. We're all in this energy together. Australia, you're doing it already. No, we got some of you guys in there. And those of you who are New Zealand, and who else is a day ahead of us? There's a couple in there that are big. There's a few. But if you are
Oh,
already
China,
on your
all of Asia,
Wednesday,
all of Asia.
yeah, Asia, that's right. So if you guys are listening, you're already in it. Start manifesting that. And yeah, get that portal nice and warmed up for us. There we go.
Well, I can hear people saying, what am I supposed to? You said get the manifesting going. What do I do to do that? No, it's this is it's not. You aren't. It's like it's already manifesting. This is a time, and
Yeah.
then we're all. It's whatever you want.
Keep your
Manifest
thoughts on
your
what you
stuff.
desire. Yeah.
So,
Don't be thinking about the woe is me stuff right now. Think about all the good things. Keep that going.
You're always creating, and this is just giving a little bit more focus, concentration, because we're making it that. And so, like you said, focus on what you want. Just be aware. I mean, we should do this every single day. Be thinking, realizing our thoughts are creating, and what is it I really would like, and what do I want to focus on, rather than we get caught in our nice little wheels and traps or whatever of, that the tapes, the old tapes and woe is me stuff, blah, blah, blah. And we create that. We just create more and more of it. And it's like, well, why don't I get to this day so I can do it this way? Do it every day. You are the creator.
Yeah, amen to
You know, when
that.
I'm doing that, my nose does not itch, so it must be them saying
It
it.
must have been that. Yeah, they wanted to get us on that. Hey, let's talk to everybody about this
Oh,
big day.
yeah. No, they're just like, I'm just getting this feeling. It's like you have no idea how powerful you are, which is what you were saying. That is the ultimate message. Ultimate. It's like we have to, it's like a timing. It's like you come to this time, you've got to figure this out. And it's like this, will you figure it out that you are the one? You are doing it. You are powerful. It's really, man, they want us to claim our power.
They do.
So,
I'm just going to do this. I just saw somebody downloaded the Lionsgate thing. Thank you, Brandy, for doing that. And anyone else that wants to do that, I posted a Lionsgate journey on YouTube, Facebook, and my website. If you guys want to go, you can just download it if you want to and listen to it. It's about an hour long. Anyway, that was kind of cool. It just flashed up there. So I thought, oh, yeah, thank you. That's awesome.
Nice.
So I think, are we ready to call Tiffany and see where everybody's from?
Absolutely. Let's light that grid up.
Oh, goddess in the sky.
Am here. It is I.
Oh, look at you rhyming it. I love that.
We have Florida, Seattle, Little Rock, Arkansas, Australia, Quebec, Tasmania, San Antonio, another Texas, Tucson, San Francisco, Wisconsin, Nova Scotia, Canada, Kansas, Hope, Arkansas, no,
I
South
know where
Carolina,
that
okay.
Kansas City.
Another Arkansas, Sweden,
Wow, Arkansas is in
Arizona, the house.
North Dakota, Indiana, North Carolina, Michigan, Florida, Texas, Pennsylvania,
Oh, Texas too.
California, Australia,
Oh,
Tennessee,
here goes Australia.
California, Iceland,
Australia.
Scotland,
Oh, Iceland and
Australia.
Scotland. Is that what you said?
Nice.
Cool.
Canada, California, Scotland, and oh, South
Nice.
America and Australia. Oh, gosh,
Done.
Ohio.
Ohio. You can't leave Ohio out.
Okay. Australia's in the house because they are warming up that Lionsgate portal. I'm telling you.
Yes. Absolutely.
It's so
Thank
fun.
you, everyone. Oh, what can you see that? Are you seeing all the lights shining all around the world? And like I said, it's not just your beacon anymore. It spreads out. I mean, it's huge how it spreads out. So I would say with everything that you said, Tiffany, I think it's going around the world. I would say it's, well, they're saying, of course it is because you're all shining so big and bright. Okay. Yeah, I love
You
it.
know, I took a selfie yesterday, because I was out and it was beautiful out, and I'm sitting there by the little pond, and somebody had sent me a little picture saying hi, and so I took a selfie and sent it back. And today I was looking at it, and you know, it was the sun and the field and some trees, and I'm looking at it and I'm like, I don't think I've ever seen the sun like this. It looked like a portal. I kid you not. And
Oh,
then rainbow energy was coming out of it.
wow.
And it was, yeah, it was really
So
cool.
was the sun behind you, or when
Yeah, it
you
was kind of
back
one
and
of
said you
those
picked
like this, and it was behind me. And I was more actually trying to get a picture of the pond and the dog. It was like, I was like, oh, wow, look at the sun in that picture. It was pretty cool.
My.
So I just want to bring that up because, you know, we've been getting all of these solar flares for so long and these sun codes and all this stuff. And here it is, taking a picture, sun's in the background, and it literally looks like a portal just opening
Wow.
up, and everything around it was rainbow colors. It was really cool.
Very cool. You gonna post that somewhere?
Maybe I will.
I think you
Trying to
can't
see.
tease us like that.
I know. Let me see if I can even I don't know if I could get that picture to come up for me on here. Yeah, see, it's so bright. It literally is bright. I zoomed in on it and it was okay, so I guess I can't do that. Am I able to share a picture on here if I were able to pull it up?
I mean, you could probably do a screen share.
Anyway, because it is kind of cool, like it looks like something's going to beam me up in the background.
Maybe it did.
Maybe it did. Yeah, tell me if you lose me. Of course, you wouldn't be able to tell me because I'd be lost. So I'm going to be clicking around here for a second to try to.
This is exciting. It's the first time we've done this.
Yeah, you guys are hanging in there. Thank you. But I mean, it really is a cool picture. So if I can get this picture up and share it, well, my method to the madness is taking a bit longer than I hoped.
Uh-oh. But we're all on the edge of our seats.
I know everybody wants to see
Yeah,
this, and I don't
me
blame
too.
you guys. I mean, it's like I'm looking at it still thinking, how did I not notice the sun looked like that in that picture?
That was not
Anyway,
your focus.
right?
So it
Wasn't.
shows you how things can happen all around us and we're not even aware of it.
It really does. Okay, so I don't have this same strong internet that I used
Oh,
to
yeah.
have. So I think that's
After all
part
this,
of
we may
why.
not be able to see it. She's just doing this teasing. She's such
I'm
a
not
tease.
teasing. It's trying to pull up. It really is. For some reason, oh, there we go. I got it pulled up. Okay. Now let me see if I can share it. Do this. Okay. Is that sharing it? It's probably sharing everything I have under the sun there. Okay. So look at that sun. And that's
Well,
not
it's
doing
not, we're not
justice.
seeing. Oh, there it is. Yeah. Oh, how pretty.
It's not doing it justice either. Like the original picture is just so much more to it.
Yeah.
So,
Very
anyways, for
pretty.
those of you that are really interested, you can go back and freeze frame that at some point. Okay. So there, I figured out how to share it. But
Yay.
the more I look at it, the more things start coming out, like the different angles of the rays and different things. So there's a reason I felt like I needed to take a picture in that moment. I'm thinking, so the magic is real, right? And it was right there in the sunshine. So,
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Thank you. Yeah, I thought so. That now that we're done doing that, Tiffany, did that give people enough time to ask questions?
We have a couple.
Oh,
Oh.
cool.
The way you come in so enthusiastic with that. We have a couple.
Heavenly Tiff Tiff.
Ooh, nice.
Right.
I recently had a QHHT session. During the session, the practitioner told my higher self to heal everything across all generations, to which the higher self responded that each generation is responsible for their own healing. Then I heard Tracy channel Daniel on this topic, and now I'm confused.
And
What did Daniel
see,
say?
Tracy and I have differing opinions on that, thoughts on that. But that kind of go
Well,
back to the
are we
same. I
talking
think
about ancestral healing or?
she said generational. And
Don't.
I'm kind of, I'll just go ahead and say mine. I know that we have, it's slightly different. You do talk about how you can go back and stuff like that. And mine is
Yeah.
you focus on you. You heal you, it will automatically ripple to wherever it's supposed to do it. It's like we need to get off of this. To me, we need to get off of this thinking I need to heal everybody, all my hands, my history, my generations, and stuff like that. That's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is you. That you may have things happening because of, the way, you were raised was based on the way your parents were raised or your caregivers and the way they were raised, we were all taught things. And so that's what we're working on within ourselves is what of that do I want to keep? What do I like? What do I, where am I going with this? We can't go back and say, hey, everybody, you're wrong. You got to go heal. It's really up to each of them, and that's their lives, and those were their lessons. This is you, and this is coming through pretty strong about this is you. This is you're the only one that you have any control over, anything to say about. So, and I think that's what the higher self is meaning is it's your thing, and then this will affect other things. We always ripple out, we always. And so if that's appropriate, I think it will do that naturally without us going having to direct it. Because see, that takes the attention. See, boy, this is going there. That takes the
Yeah,
focus
then
off
this
of
is
you when
going.
you do that. And it's important that you know. See, again, that's pulling that power back. I feel like when we do that, it's sometimes it's a way of getting it's like, I don't want to deal with my stuff. I'm going to deal with all your stuff and your stuff and your stuff and your stuff. I'm going to go heal everybody else. But, see what I'm saying is a tendency to kind of, that takes the attention off of me that I need to do something. I mean, in a way, I can see how, I mean, it's very honorable. I love that, you want to take care of all that, but I see where that was coming from. It's not your part to do.
Well, if it's not appropriate, it won't happen.
It won't happen, no.
Right. If that was something that, let's say that was part of why you came into that particular family lineage is to help heal that, then and that's what you're working on, then you'll have a different experience. But remember, everything goes back to a belief system as well. So what was the belief system when under in that session? What was there? There's a lot of different factors going on there, and there is no right or wrong answer to anything.
Right, correct.
Everything is
Well, what
right.
I found like when we've said our
So.
views, and it's like it comes back to a very similar, main, well, what am I trying? It's like something like in the middle. It does come back to, it's not like we're
Well.
really over here, not like that. It comes back to this. It just said different ways is what I feel like. It's like we're, kind of thing.
But I mean, a lot of times when I'm in the channel with Daniel, they will ask for healing for the person. This is what their issue is. This is what they came for. If Daniel's looking at something there, he's asking to heal it in all time and space, all dimensions, all realities, all timelines, all versions of you, and every timeline you've ever been on that is a mirror of this
Of you,
vibration of you. Yeah.
of you, yes.
Exactly. So I'm not sure what was said on what videos being referenced there, because there could have been, the ancestral healing. That's happened in sessions too. So, I don't know. I think it probably just depends. I mean, who are the ancestors? They're us. We are that. We're all connected in these ways. So, if you're born into a family, you take on things. I mean, that's why they came up with the rebirthing method and all the different things, because you take things on when you're born into the family. So I don't know. And where's your belief system in it? And it probably played into that answer.
And
And
any whatever the SC says, you'll always look at, does it resonate with me? So, I mean, and what other people say, does it resonate with me? Always check in with your own discernment system.
Well, it's kind of
Is
going.
that true for me?
And so here you are asking for healing for everyone, and maybe not everyone got their lesson from that yet, so it can't be healed for them. You know, it's kind of like when you want a relationship, but you want that person, and we can't do that because of free will. You can't just manifest a very specific person. It might end up being that person, but you can't. You just want to manifest the love. You want to manifest that ideal relationship. Well, this would be similar. You can't manifest a healing for someone else if they didn't get what they wanted to get from the
If they're not
experience.
ready for it. It's not, that's why I'm saying each person, they have to do their work. I mean, they created this as a lesson, a message, a something, whatever needs healing. It's there for a reason for that person. And they're on that journey. We can learn from theirs. It's like, oh, okay, this is interesting that you've taken that on. And so have I. I wonder why I've taken it on. And then maybe I can learn from you how you're dealing with things. Maybe I can learn from that. See, that's where we do it now. Then in the process, like if these people are still alive around you, when you are working on your own stuff, then that gives them an example and permission to work on their stuff. See, but each person has to take responsibility for their own stuff. As much as, I mean, as honorable as it is to go heal everybody, that is not why we're here. It's not. We can help them to understand better
Think
why they
it's a nice
did
side
it.
effect if we heal something within ourselves and others can heal through that. That's a nice
Absolutely.
side effect
They
of it.
heal by example, by
I know that
Example.
just over the years, through QHHT and all the different things that I've done over the years, we've come into these lives, and if we identify as a volunteer or however you want to label that, you came into certain families, you took on certain karma to, and my understanding is that you took that karma on to help stop that from being passed forward. Right, like, okay, there's abuse in my family, and I'm stopping that abuse. It's not going to go forward from me. And
I
you
choose to
came into,
change it.
so you're stopping that, and that can be another thing ancestral. You're
But
stopping
how are
it.
you stopping it? You are deciding to not do it, and that sets
Right.
an example for everybody else of what to do to not do
So then
it.
moving forward, that's no longer part of that lineage, or at least from your point. So, I mean, there's so many different ways to look at that and to analyze that. And without being there at the session and knowing what exactly was going on with the questions and the answers. But I mean,
And
it's,
like you mentioned, the belief system, and without knowing your belief system,
But
where
I
your
mean,
mind
the
was,
plain
what have
and
you
simple,
recently seen or something, so
I mean, it sounds like it's like, the answer sounds like the ancestors had their own work to do around that. Their souls want to learn something from it, so it's not ours to clear it.
Well, I mean, well, they all do. I mean, we can't take anybody else's lessons away from them, whether they're alive or gone. I mean, they're not gone. They're just in another dimension. So, and they're still doing their things. So, see how It's no different than trying to live your children's lessons or take those lessons away from them. We can't do it. They chose those lessons on a soul level. They chose those. So did the ancestors, and they are still working on them if they are. And if they're not, well, maybe, and who's to say, oh, this is another one. Who's to say that what they did was perfectly fine because it set lessons or it created examples? Remember, we play these roles all the time. And so the role they were playing was to be, maybe look like a victim so others would feel like I can do this to help you or something like that. Who knows? There's way more to this question.
So much more. It's like it keeps evolving into this big topic. But yeah, it's so true.
So I think what you got from your SC, if it resonates with you, that was your answer for you. And that's how they work. They are for you. They're not necessarily for the general population. They are for you. That's why these sessions are so beautiful. They're very personal.
I agree. And yet I lost my thought, so there it goes.
Ding. Ding, ding, ding. It's gonna come
If you see me go pew, the thought came back. No. It's a great question. And discernment. That here it is. Pew. You guys, we're gonna sit here and talk, and like you see, Julia and I, we're just batting it around and sharing with each other and with you. And use your discernment. What feels right? What answer feels right for you? You've all been on your journeys too, and you've done work around these things. And we see it shift. I know there was a time where I'll say it this way. Someone I know would go to this counselor and do the work. When she got home, things at home would change. What and we oh, we're healing the ancestors. Well, are we doing that, or are we healing ourselves and that other person doesn't need to mirror it to us anymore? So
Bingo.
it's like, which is chicken or the egg, whatever. It's
Well,
all
it comes back. It's all about
the
you.
same.
It's
Yes.
all about you. So you're the only one you've got to be focused on. That's it.
So when you're clearing stuff and you're seeing that change externally, it is because it doesn't need to be mirrored back to you anymore.
Yeah, you have done it internally. Remember, external world always mirrors your internal. Always, always.
Always. Oh my
Always.
gosh. She turned into the robot. Always, always robot again.
Always.
If you guys missed that episode, I don't know where to send you for that, but this is not the first time robot Julia showed up.
Well, that's how the
Yay.
guides talk. That's how they're the constantly, constantly. We are constantly talking to you, constantly sending messages, constantly. Then, and
It.
then when Garnett Schulhauser, I was interviewing him years ago. He's one of the Ozark Mountain Publishing authors. And he was talking about his experiences with his guide, and he ends up saying, I mean, I love it when this happens. He was talking on and he goes, and then they told me that they're constantly asking or giving us messages. He said they constantly. I'm like, what? Like, so it's such validation. They
Yeah,
constantly,
they
and so that's what
constantly
that whatever I
know.
said, I'll go always. What did I say in that voice?
You were well. Yeah, I don't remember. We'll have
I
to
don't
go back
either.
and watch
Anyway,
it.
there's the guides talking. I got
Yeah, they're talking like this. That's all I
Yeah.
know. You
Yeah,
got your
maybe.
robot going.
I know I wouldn't say all of them talk like that, but that's the one that kept talking to me like that.
Right? Very good. I love it.
Yeah, that was golden when he did that. I'm like, that's exactly what they say and
He
how
had
they
no
say it.
idea how he fed your soul in that moment. You're
Oh,
like,
exactly.
yeah.
It was great.
All right. Let's see what else we have out there in the audience. What other questions do you have? Miss Tiffany.
Yes, so we have Tiffany, beautiful butterfly.
Aw.
I'm kidding. Amazing, Tiffany.
Oh.
Where we are living multiple timelines at once, when we die, do we also die in the other timelines?
No. No. In fact, in the other, like if you're in this one and an aspect of you from one of the other lives decides to exit the body, it may join you over in this one, or it may go on to the oversoul or whatever you call that. I
And carry
mean,
on with its
yeah,
journey.
it's yeah, whatever journey it had, that aspect had. But yeah, you don't all die at the same
That's
time.
why it looks like what we've been seeing it as. Okay, I pass and then I come into another life, because each time, whatever you want to call it, gosh, it's like, what do you call them anymore? Anyway, they're each on their own trajectory. They're all doing
Yeah.
this, but they all feed to a whole. They're all feeding information. They're all relaying information back and forth. Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah, they can communicate across, and this is where we're getting to more and more, is that we can tap into them. And that's to relay information back and forth, because each one has information the other can use, possibly or
Yeah.
maybe not.
I had an experience one time, and you guys, again, I'm going to tell a story and you decide how you feel about it. But my right side kept hurting. Like it was all stiff and stuff, and I couldn't figure out it wasn't doing anything that would have aggravated it or anything like that. And so I did, I don't know what the session was called. It was like a body talk or something like that. Somebody that I knew that did these sessions, maybe it was Bowen or something. And I lay down on the table and they start working on me. And all of a sudden, I see myself as probably like a teenage girl. And I'm in the passenger seat of a car. And they turned right in, they didn't see this truck coming, and they turned right in front of it, and my side got hit. And I didn't live in that lifetime. That did kill me, but from what I understood, that aspect was connected to me in some way. So then I started carrying like I had these symptoms, and as soon as I figured that out, as soon as we looked at that, and I realized why my right side was hurting. And I don't remember if there was something more for me to do with that particular aspect of the soul or something, because this has been years. But as soon as I do remember, though, as soon as that happened, as soon as I saw it, right side was fine.
I
So
wonder if you were similar age. There's probably something similar. Like you say, they're working on the same thing,
I
or
was
is there
already
something?
divorced, and
Oh, okay.
like we weren't
And that was a
similar
younger
ages. It was
girl that
just
was.
an aspect of another aspect of my soul incarnated, and it had a shorter life. And I don't know if maybe there was something that that soul wanted to experience that this particular aspect was experiencing, so it came over this, but somehow it connected in some way, it connected with this version of me, and I ended up with that impact, right?
That would be such a
And so
great
we cleared
question
it, and
for.
maybe it was just because that impact needed, that trauma needed to be cleared, and it saw that I was doing the work and came to me. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'll get a bigger answer to that one day, but yeah,
Or
I
like
just
we do
know that
in
it.
when we talk about in lives and stuff like that, a lot of times we'll carry over the residue, but it happened right at that point. It wasn't like you carried it. It was just at that
No.
point. That's why usually I'll find a
No,
similarity
it,
there.
yeah, it was a parallel life, so it had just
Okay.
happened. It
Oh,
wasn't,
okay.
we were in the
Another
same
life.
time
Okay.
frame, right? And so when that happened, that soul, left the body, but probably was in shock. I don't know. I don't know. There was, I know that there were some other things that we did to work with that energy. It's like I said, it's been a long time. It's probably been 20 years, but I just remember how that just freed up my whole right side. And I was like, man, it's like everything hurts. My hip hurts. My knee hurts. My shoulder hurts. Like,
Yeah, like I've been in a car
like I've been hit by a
accident.
truck.
Oh man.
And one of the other things that I do remember also is that whenever anybody would take a left turn and I was in the passenger side, I would cringe. I'd be like I'm bracing for an impact. And that all went away too. So We all have these things happen to us, and it can be really subtle, or we just don't get that it can come from something else, and that we are, I always call them the threads of the universe, like these little threads to all the other aspects of ourselves. You draw the most amazing logical picture of the soul, and you're just a little piece in the soul, and that whole soul has lots of those in it. It's infinite. And when you can understand how infinite your soul is, I mean, like, I like to play with the idea of like Netflix. When you go to Netflix and you go to search something, it's like almost infinite amount of videos on Netflix, right? Well, imagine though each of those was a life you're going to go view or something, or it's like all
Absolutely.
these different energies out there.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah, that one made so much sense to me, because I saw myself
Like
one time
switching a dial, I'm
traveling.
gonna pick
Yeah,
one.
I'm just floating, and there was all these so many orbs, infinite orbs, and each of those orbs was another aspect of me that had an experience,
Yes. Yes.
And then we bring it back to the big soul or the oversoul or whatever you want to
Yeah.
call it, and then mix it up and do it again.
That
But
is like
so
that other
that's
picture
what
I
it.
draw where it's the tentacles come out and they connect to a space time. They could be like a little
Oh,
circle. And then they all
yeah.
feed back the info, everything experiences feed back to the core. And then the core feeds it on up. But it was like all we needed right now is just focusing on, see, it's just calling it different words, but it sounds just
Oh,
like
yeah. So much.
that.
Yeah. And it's like, if we could totally understand that part of ourselves, we realize we're just infinite. And we would probably also realize that, again, we are everything we're experiencing. So,
Yes.
there's just.
There, you know, when you said the threads, it reminded me of the tapestry room that mom talks about in her the Between Death and Life. She talked about the tapestry room. And in that, it was this is how our soul goes on and on. It was like an infinity tapestry. You know, it's like it would
Oh,
just be
yeah.
forever. But it's like all the threads, you know, you're one of those threads, and then all the other threads are other souls. And it was just
Yeah.
showing how we interact. But when you were saying that, it was showing it to me as if we each have a tapestry.
That
And
makes
we are
sense.
all the threads, exactly.
We're all the threads of that tapestry. Yep. Exactly.
And so that goes back to your huge, big, how big is big and infinite. And I mean, yeah, you just barely scratch the scratch of the scratch of the scratch of it, any kind of an understanding. And we think we know so much. We think
Yeah.
we're like, yeah, we got this figured out. It's like,
Well, compared to where we came from or where we started from, we do.
absolutely.
But we got
We
so
are.
much more to
Yeah,
go.
we are miles ahead, but we have miles and miles to go. I mean, think of tell me. I mean, this was, gosh, when was this? I remember being in England and they were showing me, I've talked about this, is like the, you know how two doors, when two there's two doors that come together. Like French doors, you know,
Yeah.
they close. Okay, they come together. And you know how, and even if they're completely closed and sealed shut, there's always still a little bit of light. You know, you can see a little bit comes through there. It's not completely sealed off. And at that time, and I want to say it was like 2006, somewhere in there. So we're talking 20 years ago. And they're like, that's where you are right now, you know, and it's barely, you can, there's a little crack. And that's where the abilities are starting to, that's what that's represented. So its abilities are starting to come in. And they said, and it's just barely starting to open. They said, just wait till it opens a little bit. And
Yeah.
that's where we are now. It's opened a
Yeah.
little. And
And we're all
it's
like,
like, and they kept saying,
oh.
you ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah.
It's just like, hold on, get ready, because it's coming. You know, and it is. And that's why it has to be so gradual, because can you imagine if those doors just went wide open? And which a lot of people say, I want it open, I want it all.
Yeah.
It might be a little, it would be overwhelming. And it's done very gradually so we can get used to it. We can understand how to work with it because it's meant for us. It's our abilities. It's just got to come gradually so that we can be very natural with it. Yeah. I mean, we see what happens. I mean, some people it does come open quickly or open more quickly. I mean, more of it opens. And I don't know if anybody there opens completely. It might, but a lot of those people are having issues coping with all that information. So this is why it goes the way it goes. It's, and also, oh, I'm hearing your voice, Tracy. This is what we chose. We choose the way.
How
So,
smart I am.
yeah, look at that. Yeah, so
What else am I saying?
I know. But it's like, you know, it's like, well, I want to do it this way. I'm sure I can handle it. You are choosing the way you want it to be. You are choosing the experience
Yeah.
for whatever
We're
reason,
choosing
whatever
it,
way.
and we are. Here's another thing we got to remember. We're not the experience that we're having. That's just the experience. We're not the emotions, and we're not the experience. This is just what we are experiencing. We are the soul, or I guess that's the best word for it. There's so many new terms for everything. And I grew up with saying God, and then I'm like, universe, God, source, and it's like, oh, you know what I mean?
The big guy, whatever, the
Creator, whatever.
one.
But yeah, we live in such a fascinating experience here. And I've been very 3D lately with moving stuff, and
Imagine.
it's very 3D, but at the same time I'm not totally hating it. It's just moving slower than I thought it would, but it's okay, because I also realize there's something healing here. I'm going to give you an example. So we redid the backyard, and tilled it up and flattened it out and put down grass seed, and we've been watering it, and the grass is growing along the fence and along, but the middle of it is not. And so today I'm out there, and I'm just watering it by hand. And I'm talking to the grass, and I'm like, you can grow. It's okay. You can grow. And then I realize everything is our mirror, right? So I'm standing out there going, oh, if you're my mirror, what are you trying to tell me? That everything on the outside looks nice and green and lush, but something inside is feeling a void. And so I was just looking at this void, like it's, what's not growing, what's not happening. And so this is my world, you guys. It's like I'll look at a ant crawling across the floor. Oh, what's that mean?
No, but
But
that's the big one. You said what's not happening. So you're focusing on the not what not rather than what is.
yeah. So here this whole time the lawn's trying to give me this message, or even it's actually my son that's working on the lawn. But it's like, so I was looking at that too, going, is this mine or his? Because he's actually the one that's working on all of this.
Yeah, but
This
who's
has
the one
been his
noticing, and
project.
who's getting
But
upset
I'm
about
noticing it. Yeah.
it?
Well, we're all kind of getting in that place with it, because to put it on the market, you want it to look nice. So it's like, okay, what do we got to do? So I bought some things to nurture the lawn today. And with that delivery also came something that I enjoy. So I bought something for me, and I
Oh,
bought
there you
something for the
go.
lawn. We'll see what
Nice.
happens.
Okay.
So a little nurture.
Very cool. Nurture
So I
thyself.
don't just look nice on the outside. Which, by the way, I've been looking really sweaty and hot and red, and I'm like, I don't look that nice on the outside right now. I won't go in a grocery store, but yeah.
Yeah, no, but that's just it. It's like, but, and when you said it's 3D, it's very physical. Yeah, what you're doing is very physical. And so that pulls you, you're in the body. Ooh, you're very much in the body.
I am in the body, yeah.
So maybe that's something. I
Could
mean,
be, yeah.
whatever you're supposed to be doing. I don't know. It's like that was, you're definitely in the body. That
Well, and I'm at the
probably
stage.
sounds so strange. If anybody's new here going, okay, where else are you going to be?
You guys like how we're going to take everything that we have and we're going to dissect it right here. And I'm always seeming to be the guinea pig of this, but that's okay because we all get to learn from it. So I'm at the stage of the deep cleaning. You know, the stuff that you don't see. Well, that kind of goes with the lawn theme, right? Like the outside looks nice, but the middle of it or the inside of that yard is not growing. So here I am now pulling drawers out and cleaning out and, you know, the little tray under the stove and realizing there's a whole civilization under there and all the things, you know, and taking everything out of the refrigerator, the shelves and the bins and all of that, washing everything up. And so I'm in the deep clean part of it. Now I'm having an aha moment too, because one of the things I was thinking is like, you know, nobody's here to help me. Like the kids are at work and da da da. And the one that was there was Devin, and I had him working out in the yard and stuff. And it's like, nobody's helping me with this deep cleaning stuff. They're not supposed to. It's my deep cleaning. So here I am doing the deep cleaning and purging and all this stuff. So watch out, world, because whatever's coming out the other end of that, I've been in a deep clean cycle of purging, deep cleaning, and figuring out what's the void and what do I need to fill it up with. So that's my world. That's my share. Yeah. What else we got?
I love how we take these. But that's metaphysics. That's how it is. Everyday things. This isn't something that you embark on once in a while and oh, at the lofty part of things. No, it's every day. We are living this, eating, breathing, sleeping it. This is our life, are these things. And I'm not talking about just us, all of us. This is permeating our cells. It's permeating our very being. And so that's why we notice this, because the example again. If we're showing you how we see things and everything, maybe that will help you to understand that there's way more than we think, much more than meets the eye. You know, there's so much more going on. So look beyond the surface and what's right there. It's not just the physical.
It's not.
It's beyond.
And how long did it take me to stop and actually look at my yard and go, oh, this is a message. That's why it's not growing. It doesn't matter how much grass seed I'm going to throw on that thing. It's not going to grow until I get what I wanted to get from it. And that goes back to our original question of that QHHT session where they wanted to heal it for other people. And it's like, no, you know, it's going to stay there with them until they do the work.
Well, and I also heard it has to do with it's when you relax and you allow it, you accept it. It's all those things too. So just rather than I need you, you're not good enough. You're not good enough. I need you better. I need you this way. Like you said, yeah, I need you to be a certain way.
Like
It's
something's
like,
broken and not perfect.
exactly.
Everything is
Allow
perfect.
it and be with it. And it's going to be whatever it's going to be. You know, I mean, you can only do so much.
Exactly. Yeah. So very cool.
Interesting.
All right, I dare to ask Tiffany, do we have any questions?
Sure. This is
Oh.
from Sarah, Magical Queen Tiffany. Last week, you mentioned our pets being our little healers. My kitty has a sudden personality change and very aggressive, getting
Oh.
all the tests. But what would aggression mean? Do you know
I'd look
personally?
inside you, whoever's closest to that kitty. I'd be looking at what maybe do you have some inner, whoever it is, you have some inner aggressions or some anger or frustrations. I feel like it's more frustration probably than anything. That's not being said, not being, what's a better word? Said feels like the right word, but it's not being expressed. There's the word I want, expressed. And so it's coming out like that. It's just, that's what I'm getting. It's your stuff. Whoever's close, if there's somebody else that's close to the kitty, it could be their stuff. I mean, I'm just assuming it's you. But that's what the animals do. They reflect our stuff back on us.
Yeah, there's so just look at what might be agitating you or shift something. It feels like maybe something changed and the change is not desirable or something. And then, so look at different things going on in your life right now. See if there's an obvious place where you might be annoyed or irritated, but you haven't expressed it. And so now the cat is. So,
Exactly.
yeah.
Yeah.
And then when you can figure that out, then miraculously these little critters, they calm down.
Yeah,
So.
because what another thing you'll see is you've probably been that way and not realizing how much, because they're very sensitive. Animals are so sensitive. And when you start understanding and where this is coming from in your own stuff, then you relax. And that's why suddenly it's gone in the animal, because now they're relaxed and they don't need to reflect this anymore. So,
Yeah, exactly.
good question. Thank you.
All right, so we got a couple minutes left. Let's talk
Oh,
about
are we?
how
Oh, really?
people, yeah, how do people find QHHT?
QHHTofficial.com. If you want to have a session, be a practitioner and help other people get their answers. If you want to join us on a retreat, which we have one coming up in just a few weeks in Santa Fe, New Mexico, all of that information is at that site, QHHTofficial.com. And if you use the code 5DLOVE, you will get a discount off of the retreat. And Tracy, I got to talk to you about your code. You need it anyway.
My code's not working.
No. So we got to do something to make it where you do, yeah, what you do actually works. So anyways, we're not going to give that code out tonight because it doesn't work. And
Oh,
no.
that explains a lot.
Yes, exactly. And every time I see it, I'm like, I got to talk to her about this. And so I'm
So
talking
let's
to
do
her
it
on the
live on
air
the
about it.
show.
Why
Come here.
not?
I love it.
And let's see. If you want to understand the language of your body, and all these things, animals, all that, go to soulspeakofficial.com. And Tracy, where and how can people find you to get this wonderful information like your,
Oh, tracymahan.com if you want to do that Lionsgate
Yeah,
journey.
that was the word Lionsgate.
Tracymahan.com. You can go to Facebook, you can go to YouTube, but the easiest one would probably just be to go to my website and find it there because otherwise you're going to be hunting around trying to figure out where it's at. So, tracymahan.com. There you go. Perfect.
Very cool.
And big thanks to Tiffany for all the wonderful moderating.
You're
Oh.
welcome. You have any parting words, Tiff?
Love
Not
one
that you would.
another.
Love one
Those
another.
are the
Okay.
best.
Can't go wrong with that at all.
Oh, so love one another, everybody. All right. That's it.
Absolutely. Bye,
Bye, everyone.
everyone.
See
Love
you next
you.
week. Bye. Yeah, we love you.
Yes. Love you, Tracy. Love you, Tiff.
Love you guys.
Good night, John boy. Good night.